Mexico, mass movement against gasoline as OTA towards a general strike against the Nieto government. In recent weeks, mass protests have erupted throughout Mexico following a hike in gas and electricity prices, dubbed the gasolinazo, decreed by the right-wing Peña Nieto administration. Here we publish an edited article from socialistworld.net. The 14% minus 20% price hikes are part of the liberalization of petrol prices, through which the government has been withdrawing completely the state subsidy, bit by bit, since 2012. In the last 4 years, petrol prices have increased by 60%. Now, prices will be fixed on the basis of supply and demand, in line with international prices like any other commodity. In February, a new price hike will be proposed, and from then on the price could rise on a weekly, or even a daily basis. The backdrop is the privatization of Pemex, the state oil company, which has now been extended to distribution and supply to petrol stations. This is very valuable business. 65% of petrol consumed in Mexico is imported from abroad, and the transport of this petrol will now be in the hands of private companies. These price hikes are directly linked to the thirst for profit of these private companies. Yet again it is the working class who will pay for the consequences of this privatization. Between 2008 and 2014, Mexico's poverty level rose from 44.3% to 46.2%, around 55 million people in a country of 125 million people. Response. The response of the Mexican working class to the gasolinazo attack has been intense mobilizations and protests. Mass demonstrations in different cities, the blocking of roads, occupation of petrol stations and closures of Pemex distribution centers are some examples of the actions. The government is aware of the widespread discontent, and since the evening of the 3rd of January, they have planted state provocateurs in the movement to provoke looting and vandalism at service stations and shops. Despite these provocations, and in response to them, the movement must continue, extend itself to more cities, and unite its forces in the coming protests. The wave of looting spread from the north of Mexico City to places like Ecatepec, Naucalpan, Atizapan, Tecamac, Huehuetoca, Tultitlan and elsewhere. Some media reports have told of how the pre-Nieto's party, government of Mexico State, paid lumpen bands to lead this looting. And that police joined in the looting of stores. It is no accident that these acts have taken place in the part of Mexico City which has seen the most intense and numerous protests, where petrol stations and major motorways have been shut down by protesters. The looting has attracted a layer of the most downtrodden in society, who see it as an opportunity to momentarily alleviate their misery. Once the provocateurs have managed to draw enough of these elements into the looting, the police arrive and make arrests in big numbers. This is in order to give some legitimacy to their tactics, and conceal that it is really the state which is behind this looting and vandalism. The media is complimenting this dirty work of the government, creating a climate of panic and hysteria, trying to equate these mass protests with senseless violence. On the other hand, they also opened the door to state repression, creating an atmosphere in which the intervention of the police and army can seem more justified, not only against looters, but against the movement as a whole. It is fundamentally necessary to denounce the government as absolutely responsible for the looting and vandalism. For many years the government has been creating groups of thugs in universities, called puriles, which carry out all sorts of violent acts, in order to damage the prestige of the left student movement. They are now repeating the same methods, but in the city communities. Tactics. It is important that the informative brigades, which during the street blockades concentrate on winning the sympathy of working people for the struggle, are maintained. It is also important to identify all the elements which are inciting looting and vandalism and to isolate them, to explain to all that these are not useful methods, which only bring repression and discredit the movement. There should be no aggression whatsoever towards workers during protests at Pemex sites. These workers are part of our class, to be one to the struggle, and not our enemies. Finally, we should work to build a national, coordinated movement against the gasolinazo. This struggle must be built as an example for all other sectors, and for the left, to take up the fight against the government. Ultimately, the protests should converge in a general strike against the cuts, privatizations and anti-worker policies of the Peñanito government. To the streets against the gasolinazo. Form local committees. The unions and left must join the struggle. For a general strike against the privatization of the oil and energy companies. Down with Peñanito.